Welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Gary Zimak Show. I'm Gary Zimak. We'll be with you here for the next 30 minutes today. Well, today's a special day for a couple of reasons. Today is day 18 of our 33-day preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. And also today is the feast day of St. Matthew, the apostle and evangelist. We're going to talk a little bit about Matthew. In fact, I'll read the gospel from today's Mass because I think it's an important message for us. And we'll also take a look at, once again, we've got two more days to look at ourselves and the fact that we have sinned and we continue to sin many times. One of the reasons we are making this total consecration is that we can try to correct that with the help of our Blessed Mother, who's going to bring us closer to the Lord and make us be able to receive more grace. That's why we're doing what we're doing. I gave you my big super-duper pep talk yesterday, so I really don't have to go into it too much. You're doing very well. I've done this for 5 years in the past. This is now the sixth year that I've led my listeners through total consecration to Jesus through Mary. So I've been through times when it was much more painful than this. And here's why I'm encouraged. Not that you're not questioning things. You are questioning things, and that's very good. You should question this because this is a... this is somewhat of a radical devotion. Remember, it's fully approved by the Church and encouraged by the Church, and such great saints as St. Maximilian Kolbe and St. John Paul II and St. Teresa of Calcutta, and of course St. Louis de Montfort, who really popularized this devotion, they have all endorsed it, and the Church endorses it. So this is a good devotion, but it is radical. The idea of giving Mary everything is not necessarily an easy idea, is it? It's not something that we typically think of. So it's a bit challenging. It's a bit challenging for us to be willing to do that. And the reason we're spending so much time looking at our sinfulness is so that we're prepared, so that we're prepared to make that decision, which we will do on October the 7th. And just as a reminder, you have not made your total consecration yet, or if you have made it, you have not renewed it yet for this year. That's what we're doing. We're either renewing or making our total consecration this year on October the 7th. Therefore, the graces that you may be expecting to feel, you know, you think we've been at this for, 17 days now? Things should be changing in our lives, but not necessarily. Things should be changing, but maybe not for the better. You know what I mean? I remember when I was a teenager, I went to the dermatologist because I had really bad acne, and he said, I'm going to give you something, but it's going to make your face look worse before it gets better. And that's exactly what happened. And eventually, my skin cleared up, but it was a tough process there. It's the same thing that we're going through here. We're going through a period of looking deep inside of ourselves. And what we see is not often that pretty, and that's a good thing. We see the fact that we're sinners. And therefore, we need some help. We need the help of a Savior. And the Lord Jesus wants to help us. So we're trying to get close to Him through His mother. So again, hang in there. You're doing great. And in the meantime, let me know if you have questions. My email is gary@followingthetruth.com. Followingthetruth.com is my website. The email address is gary@followingthetruth.com. All right, let's get started. Let's get right to it today. We've got a lot to cover, so let's start with our prayer. Jesus living in Mary. I'm sorry, that's our ending prayer. Duh. Let's start with our invocation of the Holy Spirit, which is our opening prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Lord, send forth your Spirit, and you will renew the face of the earth. O God, who instructs the hearts of your faithful with the light of your Holy Spirit, make us responsive to his inspirations, so that we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Louis de Montfort, pray for us. And Saint Matthew, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I apologize. I got a little tongue-tied there. When I add an extra saint, my rhythm gets off. But we want to make sure that we ask Saint Matthew for his help, because it is his feast day today. The apostles are all celebrated in the church with their own feast day, and this gives us a chance to really celebrate their lives. I mean, let's face it, these guys are men who struggled as do we struggle, but they were able to rise above it all with the help of the Lord once they got the Holy Spirit. It wasn't until then that they were truly able to go out and spread the good news to all of the world and do it with courage, because these guys were not courageous. Once they got the Holy Spirit, though, things changed. And tradition has it that all of the apostles, with the exception of John, were martyred for the faith. So, and John died in exile, and he was also boiled in oil, but he survived, and he eventually ended up dying in exile. So it's not like he had an easy life. This is the kind of heroic virtue that we need. We need this to become saints. We're not going to get it by ourselves, and that's why we're doing total consecration. So I emphasize again, we are weak. It's okay. It is okay to be weak, because the weaker you are, the more grace you need from the Lord. And that's what Mary's going to try to get for us. So I mentioned at the start of the program that I want to look at the gospel today for the Feast of St. Matthew, because I think it's a good message. It's a good reminder for each of us. And here's what I want you to remember. When we read the Bible, God speaks directly to us. So when we look at these words, we don't want to make the mistake of assuming that they are not directed to us, that they were just directed to Matthew. They are directed to you as well. So let's read this gospel. It's from Matthew chapter 9, verses 9 through 13. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners.'" Now here's where you should start to feel really good. A lot of times we feel bad when we do exercises like looking at ourselves. And many retreats have this built into them. When we did the spiritual exercises, it was the same thing. This idea that we got to look at our sinfulness. We got to recognize the fact that we are indeed sinners. That's healthy. But unfortunately, sometimes when we do this, we think that I should be better. I love the Lord. I love my faith. I should be a better person. And when we start to feel bad about it. Note what Jesus said here. First of all, his message to Matthew applies to you too. He's saying, "Follow me. I want you to follow me." And then he says, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice.'" The Lord's directing this to the Pharisees, who are always trying to shoot him down and to prove that he was a hypocrite, because they were very self-righteous. And Jesus said, "I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." So if you are a sinner, if you are weak, you came to the right place. Jesus has called you, and he has called you not just to become pretty good. See, a lot of times we might think that the Lord is calling us to become just good people. It has to go beyond that. He is calling us to be saints. He wants us to live with him in heaven. That's what a saint is. A saint is someone who, when their earthly life is over, will live in heaven. So no matter how unworthy you feel, no matter how much of a sinner you consider yourself to be, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you're willing to, in this case, to go through this process, to let the Blessed Mother turn you into a saint. Remember, it doesn't matter if you don't feel you're good enough, because you're not good enough. None of us are good enough. But are you willing? Do you desire it enough? Do you desire heaven enough? And that's what it means to be a saint. Please remind yourself of that. You don't necessarily have to be canonized to be a saint. A saint means that you will live in heaven when you die. And I might point out, because a lot of times we think like, oh, I'm not a saint. If you live in heaven, you're a saint. The only alternative is that you'll live forever in hell. Okay? Purgatory is temporary. The alternative to becoming a saint is to be living in hell. And if you remember, when we had some words from Father Michael Gately, who, by the way, if you read any of his books, you'll realize that he considers himself to be a very weak person. So you're good company. He's made the decision that he not only wants to be a saint, but a great saint. And that's what we talked about at the start of this. We want to set our sights realistically on not just getting to heaven, not just barely making it, but being a great saint. And you look at your life, you're probably like me and say, I can't do this on my own. Exactly. And that's why we're spending these days focused on our sinfulness, focusing on looking at ourselves as we really are. We recognize that we need help. So the invitation is there. Follow me, Jesus said. He's coming to call not the righteous, but sinners. That's you and me. Here we are. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get better, and we are headed toward total consecration. We're heading toward total consecration so that our Blessed Mother can help us to be able to get to heaven. That's exactly what we're trying to do. Okay, now let's look at a meditation for today from the book Preparation for Total Consecration to Jesus Christ Through Mary. According to St. Louis de Montfort, this is by Father Hugh Gillespie. Father Gillespie is a member of the Montfortian priests. They are the order of priests founded by St. Louis de Montfort. He continues to travel around the country, leading people through total consecration. His book is very good. And again, one of the many that I'm using this year. I'm using the best of the best this year. This meditation is focused on the tree is known by its fruit. And we start out with another scripture reading. Getting a lot of scripture today. You're also going to have a reading from True Devotion to Mary by St. Louis de Montfort. So you got lots of good stuff on the program today. Scripture, Luke chapter 6, verses 43 through 45. For no good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit. For each tree is known by its fruit. For figs are not gathered from thorns, nor are grapes picked from a bramble bush. The good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, produces good, and the evil man, out of his evil treasure, produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. Powerful message, isn't it? The good man produces good fruit, and the evil man produces evil fruit. This is really important. Let's look at what St. Louis de Montfort, before I get into that, let's look at what St. Louis de Montfort has to say about that reading. Our best actions are usually tainted and spoiled by the evil that is rooted in us. When pure, clear water is poured into a foul-smelling jug or wine into an unwashed cask that previously contained another wine, the clear water and the good wine are tainted and readily acquire an unpleasant odor. In the same way, when God pours into our soul, infected by original and actual sin, the heavenly waters of his grace and the delicious wines of his love, his gifts are usually spoiled and tainted by the evil sediment left in us by sin. Our actions, even those of the highest virtue, show the effects of it. It is therefore of the utmost importance that in seeking the perfection that can only be attained by union with Jesus, we rid ourselves of all that is evil in us. And I think this is what we need to remember when we, this is the reason we're here. We are tainted by our original sin, by our weakened or fallen human nature. And our actions, even when we do something that's good, even when we do something that's good, our actions somewhat are tainted. We might do something that we think is good, but our motivation is not exactly what it should be. And this is why we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary and we ask for her help. That's why we're doing this total consecration. We want to be united even more closely with Jesus Christ. We want to become united more closely with Jesus so that we are able to perform good works for the right reason. This is fine-tuning, if you will. And, you know, you might say, well, I'm good enough. If I do a good thing, that's good enough. I'm content. We never want to be at the point where we're completely content. Jesus is calling us to become better. If you're good, he needs you to be even better. And that's what he's trying to do here through this total consecration. Because a lot of times I might think I'm helping somebody out, but maybe I want somebody to recognize me. I always like to give the example of, you know, did you ever get stuck in traffic and there's somebody trying to merge onto the road and you wave them on, you say, go ahead, and they don't respond, and you become really aggravated. You think, they should have waved back. They should have thanked me. That's the last time I'm doing that. And you have to question, was I doing that to get recognized, or was I doing that because I was really trying to help that person out? It's a very valid question, I think. I think that's a very valid question for us to ask, because we really need to question our motives. Why am I doing what I'm doing? So the point is, even though we might not know, the Blessed Mother can help us. And one of her roles, as stated by St. Louis, is that she cleans up our prayers when they might not be as good as they should be. Because honestly, why should the Lord suffer because we're distracted or we're thinking about something else or praying half-heartedly? Why should he suffer? He loves us and we want to give him our best. Well, sometimes our best isn't really good enough for him. You know, like we want to give him even better. And that's where the Blessed Mother can help us. That's where the Blessed Mother can help us to grow closer to the Lord and to make sure that we're giving him our best effort. So Father Gillespie closes with this question. Things you say, especially those said when you are in private or when you're frustrated, what do they really indicate about the state of your heart? You know, let's chat about that for a minute. The state of your heart might not be as good as it should be. You might be doing things for not the right reason. In other words, your actions might appear to look good, but maybe you're not doing them for the right reason. So we want to make sure that we can clean up our motivation so that we are doing things for the right reasons. And it's one of the reasons why we are turning to the Blessed Mother in this process. We're turning to her and we're asking for help. We're asking her to purify our motives, so that we can do a better job. Sometimes we think poorly of people, and you know, it really doesn't matter what you think about somebody. You might really dislike somebody. You can still love that person by being kind to them. You can still love them by being kind to them. But on the other hand, you want to love them. That's only going to get you so far. So you want to work on that. If you're constantly disliking people, if you find yourself not especially happy internally, that's a sign that something's going wrong inside of you. Now, again, what do we do at that point? We don't panic. I think the easiest thing for us to do is panic and think, oh no, I'm never going to get to heaven. I'm never going to get to heaven this way. And yeah, if you don't do anything about it, it could hurt your chances. But there is something that you can do about it. And it sounds like I'm repeating myself, and I am repeating myself, because I think it's important to continually make this message, to make this point, that by ourselves we will not get to heaven. But nobody's asking you to get to heaven by yourself. Instead, we are being invited by the Lord to turn to his mother and ask for her help, to ask for her help in getting to heaven. And that's what we're doing. We're turning to the Blessed Mother, and we are trying to get, we're asking her to help us to get to heaven. So think about that today. What do you think of? What is your motivation for doing good acts? Is it sometimes not as noble as it should be? Are there things that can be cleaned up? Probably. And here's what you want to do. You want to ask the Holy Spirit. You want to ask the Holy Spirit to help you. To help you be able to make progress spiritually. And to clean up some of these inner problems inside of you. And again, returning to the Blessed Mother so that she can help us. That she can help us to get closer, get more closely in touch with the Holy Spirit, and at the same time, to be able to grow closer to Jesus. All right, let's see. I wonder, you know, I have a little bit of time. I'm noticing on the clock. I want to share something else. I'm going to give you a lot today. Some days I give more than others, but when we think about this, let's talk about the power to say no. Because there are things that are beyond our control. But on the other hand, there are things that we can control. Now today, we looked at St. Matthew, Jesus, follow me, and Matthew said yes. How many times do we not say yes when the Lord asks us to do something? Everyone can say no. They could say no to parents, friends, spouses, and their own children. They could say no to Jesus Christ. The saints feared only one thing, their own free will. They often asked God to take away their free will, so that they would never say no to God. Only one person in the world can really destroy you, and that is you, by saying no to God. And this comes from the book Consecration to Jesus through Mary from myconsecration.org. So I'm giving you a lot of different material today. Listen to this, though. This is good. When teaching their young adult son or daughter how to drive, parents are well aware that they could have an accident and even be killed. God gave you free will, even though he realized that you could use this gift to destroy yourself. God wants you to love him. He wants you to say yes. In order to do that, however, he must give you the power to say no, even if you decide to choose hell instead of heaven. We could say no in so many ways. I won't go to church. I won't go to confession. I won't be honest. I won't be pure. I won't have more children. I won't forgive that other person. Don't be surprised. Everyone has many no's hidden in his or her heart. And there's that emphasis of the message we just talked about. That if we look inside of ourselves, what's really inside of ourselves? What's going on there? How about your thoughts? Are your thoughts selfish sometimes? Are they pure? Are they nasty? We can learn a lot about ourselves, even though thoughts by themselves are neither right nor wrong. We can learn about ourselves through our thoughts. So look at yourself and see how many no's you may have hidden in your heart. And the book states, we are just starting out our road of true devotion. Soon you will discover many times that you say no. Don't be discouraged. Mary always said yes. And by true devotion, all of your no's will turn to yes, to turn to yeses. There were 33 days of renouncing your no and of saying yes to Jesus. Isn't that amazing? That's something that we can all keep in mind when we look at ourselves. How many times do we say no when we really should say yes? And this is why, again, we need total consecration. So I gave you a lot of stuff. We had a lot of material on today's show. Now, some days it works out that way. But we first looked at St. Matthew and the call. Follow me from Jesus. Matthew says yes. Jesus calls you to do something every day. Now, what you could do is ask the Holy Spirit to help you recognize those times when you may have fallen short, when you may have said no, and you should have said yes. So that once again, we've got 2 days. This is the second to the last day of the week spent looking at ourselves, to look inside of ourselves and recognize that we sometimes don't do what we should do. That's why you need this total consecration. Because we owe it to the Lord. He loves unconditionally. We owe it to him. to become better, to live lives pleasing to Him. And in order to do that, we have to learn to say yes consistently. That does not mean that you can't ever say no to somebody if you think it's not the right thing to do. You know what I'm saying. It's to say yes to what the Lord wants you to do and learn to say no to what He does want you to do. The only way you're going to be able to do that is with help. Who better to help you than the Blessed Mother? Her son. The Blessed Mother, the mother of Jesus. You want to serve Jesus, you want to get to know Jesus so that you know when to say yes and when to say no. Well, the Blessed Mother is a very good position to be able to help you with that. So we're turning to her, we're getting prepared to turn to her, I should say. And I think that's one of the mistakes that so many people can struggle with. And that the fact that, lost my train of thought here, that so many times we struggle with the fact that we don't know when to say yes and we don't know when to say no, but this is the Blessed Mother can help us with that. And that's one of the reasons why we want to turn to her and ask for that help. Now, I want to remind you that tomorrow, Thursday, is the final day of this second segment of Total Consecration. So we did the 12 days, recognizing that we are affected by the spirit of the world. We want to rid ourselves a little bit from the spirit of the world. And then this past week, we'll end up tomorrow, was devoted to looking at ourselves, to take a look at how many times we sin, how many times we've fallen short. Beginning on Friday, we start the next phase of this preparation, which is a week devoted to look at the life of the Blessed Mother. And finally, on Friday, September the 30th, we'll enter into the final week devoted to looking at the life of Jesus Christ. And then at that point, we are ready to go forward and make our total consecration. Will your 33-day preparation period be perfect? Absolutely not. So don't beat yourself up over that. You're just trying to do the best you can. The Holy Spirit will bring you along at the level you should be brought along at. Do the best you can. Let the Holy Spirit do His job. We're going to get in the way and do His job for Him. Because a lot of times we start to just expect to be moving at a different pace He wants us to move at. Not an idea. Let Him lead the way, okay? Let the Holy Spirit lead the way. And our job is just to accept the fact we're sinners, that we are unworthy of living in heaven, but that the Lord wants to help us. All right? Does that sound? Now remember, I gave you a lot to think about today. Look inside of you. Look at your motives. What makes you do what you do? What drives you? You see some problems there? Could you maybe be a little greedy sometimes? Maybe. Could you like the recognition of other people? Sometimes. This is why we're making total consecration. We're recognizing these problems. Again, it's better to recognize them now than when you die and you're being judged. All right, so let's a closing prayer, which is Jesus living in Mary. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Jesus living in Mary, come and live in your servant, in the spirit of your holiness, in the fullness of your gifts, in the perfection of your ways, in the truth of your virtues, in the communion of your mysteries. Subdue within me the power of flesh and demon by your Holy Spirit, for the glory of God the Father. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, well, tomorrow, and like I said, it's a milestone. We close out the week devoted to looking at ourselves. You're going to be probably glad about that, right? But even when we look at the Blessed Mother and look at Jesus, there's going to be tough information there, too, if you realize that you fall short. Good. That means you need help. We all do. I want to thank you for your contributions. Please keep in mind I'm dependent on your contributions for my work. If you would kindly like to make, if you would kindly consider making a donation, a financial donation, my work, and believe me, I could use whatever you're able to give. I'll be totally honest. Followingthetruth.com, there's a donate tab there, and I would honestly ask you, if you've gotten something out of this and you would like to see my work continue, I can't do it without your help, so please consider becoming a monthly sponsor. I could definitely use some new monthly sponsors. Do it for as little as $10 a month, which is 33 cents a day, and you can cancel at any time. Please consider doing that. If you're not comfortable with that, you would like to make a one-time donation, I would urge you to be generous as possible, and you do that at the same place, followingthetruth.com. Click on donate. If you shop from amazon.com, please use the link on my website. If you like coffee, consider buying some Mystic Monk coffee, followingthetruth.com. I'm out of time. Thanks for tuning in, and God willing, see you tomorrow.